love this song.
Mr. White Christmas, I'm Mr. Snow, I'm Mr.
Da-da. You guys remember that? You do, right? That's from, I believe, A Year Without a Santa Claus. That was put out in 1974. Holy cow, that was a long time ago. I remember watching it as a kid. Maybe you do as well, but I'm playing that for you because we're going to talk about my winter forecast for 2018-2019. It's a big deal because everybody out there, or most of you, want snow days. They want to know if they're going to have school off, parents, teachers, kids. All right, I'm going to have the answer for you. First of all, a little bit about what it takes to come to a winter forecast. First of all, what is winter? Where is winter? When is winter? Winter is December, January, and February, and you average those temperatures and snowfall amounts out for those 3 months. Well, we cheat a little bit. We go into March for the snowfall and even into April if it keeps snowing. But that's generally what we consider winter, December, January, and February. So I'm going to give you my prediction for temperatures and snowfall for this year. What do I take to come to the conclusion of what I'm going to tell you? Colder, warmer, wetter, drier, less snow, more snow? Well, we use what we call analogs to forecast the upcoming winter. What's an analog? Well, I look at the ocean temperatures around the world, and there are certain pockets of warm and cold. Then I go back to years gone by, and I find years, falls, and winters with similar ocean temperature patterns. And I pick out those years, and then I see what kind of winter that occurred that year. And if it's similar to the ocean patterns we have now, I can pretty much add that to a list and say, well, it's going to be colder or warmer because back in that year, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we saw similar things and the winter was a bad. When it was cold, it was snowy. Okay, so you get the idea. That's what an analog is. We look at the past to help us predict the future. All right. This year, something to note, we're likely going to have an El Nino. If you follow me a lot, you think that El Nino means we're going to be warmer than normal. Normally, an El Nino means warmer than normal temps for northern Ohio, but not always. First of all, the El Nino needs to be close to the west coast of Central America, and it needs to be moderate to strong for it to seriously cause a major blowtorch warm-up for winter here in northern Ohio. The El Nino will likely see warmer water in the Pacific, will be in the Central Pacific, not near the Central American coast. That changes things around. Actually, this El Nino this year, because it'll be weak and Central Pacific based, will likely mean colder than normal temperatures for you in northern Ohio and the Great Lakes. And if you live in Florida and the Carolinas or Texas or Alabama or Tennessee, it means colder than normal weather for you as well. So my prediction for winter, December, January, February, on average, temperatures will be colder than normal. Not by a little, I think by a lot. I'm going to go 2, 3, 4 degrees below normal for the winter. That doesn't mean we're not going to have some warm-ups here and there. It doesn't mean we're not going to have a January thaw, because we most likely will. It just means on average, colder than normal weather. Okay. What's that mean for snowfall? Glad you asked. Snowfall. That's what everybody wants. Snow days, right? Well, colder than normal weather. It looks like the storm track for all the big winter storms will be just to our south, either the Ohio Valley or the Tennessee Valley. That could bode well for some pretty good snow events for us here. It all depends on the track of the low pressure. If that low would move up the Ohio River Valley toward Pittsburgh, we would be primed for these monster winter storms, heavy snowfall, and that would give you snow days galore. If that storm track is a little bit farther south, we still get snow, but it'll be a little bit less. Overall, I'm going to go with average to slightly above average snowfall for the winter. That's still a lot. For Cleveland, average is about 68 inches of snow per season. For communities like Chardon and Geneva and Ashtabula, and Madison, you're talking 80 to 120 inches. That's average. So you should at least get that. For Akron, Canton, you're talking 44 to 48 inches of snow on average. You should get that and maybe a little more. Lorain, Sandusky, Mansfield, Worcester, you're talking 30 to 36 inches of snow, 3 feet. That's quite a bit. Might even be more than that. So below normal temps, above normal or near normal snowfall, your snow day chances look great this winter. In fact, winter's really already begun, and I don't see us breaking out of this cold weather pattern for very long from here on out. So we're going to go with 10 to 15 snow days for the majority of you out there. That's a lot, right? It is. Now, the bigger cities, you know where you live. You know your school districts that don't normally call off. So that'll be a little tougher. I can't go over to your super's house and make him call school off for you. But I think a lot of school districts will average 10 to 15 snow days this winter. Good news for skiers, good news for winter weather lovers. You get your cold, you get your snow, and everybody who wants them should get their snow days. So I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks for listening to my blog. Let's listen to our friend Snow Miser. Have a good one. Let it snow. I never want